Okay, Yudalei Amud Aleph. We're in the second parak now. Here we go. I don't think we read these words. So we'll just sort of repeat what we said yesterday, sort of like give over the halacha that we mentioned. Etani Nami Hacha. There's a brisa that also says similar to what we ended off with yesterday. Hakorias Shema Pagabo Rabo Gadol Himedo. If someone's in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, and all of a sudden he finds his Rebbe or someone who's greater than him. I guess there are different ways of people being greater than him. In the middle of a parak, meaning in between parakim, you're allowed to ask how they're doing, to honor them. Obviously, you can respond. I don't know why a rav would ask someone how they're doing in the middle of them saying Kriya Shema. But either way, so you can respond. Obviously, he didn't notice or something like that. But when you're in the middle of the paragraph, you can only ask if it's someone who, according to Rashi, is going to kill you or has the capacity to kill you. Or according to others, it's your parent and you have a chiyuv of yira. And obviously, if you're allowed to ask them how they're doing, so you don't have to, we don't even have to mention it, you can respond. That's the Rabbi Huda Omer, but Emta Shom Ibn Yira. If you're in the middle of a paragraph, so you can ask them, you can ask someone who you're fearful of, Umeshiv Ibn Yakavot, and you can respond to anyone you have to honor. Uberprakim, and when you're in the middle of, in between the paragraphs, Shom Ibn Yakavot, Umeshiv Shalom Chol Adam, that you can ask how they're doing, if you're someone you're honoring, and you can respond to any person. Okay, so obviously Rabbi Huda is a little more lenient, and we talked about that yesterday. So, bai mine.
Is that verbally?
Verbally, yeah. Presumably verbally, yeah.
Non-verbally, is there an issue in
anything? Oh, gosh. We talked about non-verbal things by tefillin, but that was because you're in the middle between a bracha and a mitzvah. That's a little more stringent. It's probably more lenient, but I'm not sure if it's allowed, completely allowed. Okay, I'm not sure. I'd have to look into it. By mine, achay tana devei Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia. I think his name is achay.
Echi.
That's fair enough. Okay. So Echi. And then it says, so he asked Rabbi Chia. B'halal v'megillah mahu sheyafsik. When it comes to halal and it comes to Megillah, so what is the halakha in regards to making a break? Right? We just said by Kriya Shema, so then, so you're allowed to make these certain breaks in between, whatever. So what about Megillah and Hallel? What's the difference between Megillah and Hallel? So says the Gemara, I'm reading a Kava Chomer. Maybe we should say a Kava Chomer. Kriya Shema, Daraisa, Posek, Hallel, Drabanam, Yipaya. If during a Kriya Shema, which is Daraisa, you're allowed to make a distinction, you're allowed to make an interruption in those specific spots. So of course, maybe Hallel, which is Drabanam, you'd also be allowed to. You don't even have to ask. You don't have to tell us. You're right. Hal drabban mivaya. So oh, don't pursue minisa adef. Or maybe because on Hanukkah there's an aspect of pursue minisa of publicizing the miracle that we're talking about, and therefore that would require us to make sure there are less interruptions. You're not allowed to make any breaks. Interestingly enough, so for the Gemara says amale posek v'imkach klum. You can make interruptions. There's no. It's not a discussion. No one disagrees with that. This is unanimous. Uh-huh. Happens to be that there's a machlokas, the Rambam, the Ramban, whether or not halal could be is Doraisa or Darabanan. And from here, the Rambam says, don't you see? The Gemara says clearly it's Darabanan. So the Ramban answers and says, no, maybe it's not so. It's not necessarily Darabanan. It could be that here we're just talking about Hanukkah halal, because you'll see the next part of the Gemara is talking about different types of halal. And therefore, maybe the Gemara is only talking about the Darabanan ones, and the Daraisa ones are obvious that they would be the same as Kriya Shema. Presumably, at least during the breaks.
It's weird here because, like, he doesn't translate it, or it's not specifically listed, but they're saying Halal and Megillah. Like,
yeah, Megillah is definitely Darabanan.
We're always taught that nobody, you're not, once they say the bracha, you're right, not supposed to say anything.
Or do you anything.
Well, that's not the Gemara rejects that possibility. I mean, it proposes like maybe for Suminisa means we can't interrupt it, and they say no. There's no logic to that.
Is there Suminisa in Megillah?
Yeah. We do think that. Yeah.
And the a difference potentially would be Shema. We're not talking about the concern of Hafsik Bracha, are we? We're talking about
so that's
the
a good point.
Of Shema.
It's a good point. The Rashba brings up. I think it was the Rashba. I might be getting confused with another part of the Gemara. But yeah, it's not the Rabbah, the Rashba, Rabbeinu Tam. If you look at well, there's a huge Tosfos on the side here, but in the middle of it, says Omer Rabbeinu Tam to Inaraya. He's talking about something else. Vaday lo mevarchinan. Do you say a bracha on Hallel or not? So the Rabbeinu Tam says it's clear from this Gemara that when it comes to a Hallel of a minhag, you don't say a bracha. How do you know?
So at least the
Hallel. Oh, no, that you do say a bracha. Rashi says you don't say a bracha, and Rabbeinu Tam here says, of course you have to say a bracha. Otherwise, why are they talking about hefsek? Because the only time, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that you would be talking about a hefsek, aval mitzvah pshita to mevarachin and dehachazin and call yom tov sheni eno el minhag, that every yom tov sheni that we say halal is just a minhag, umevarachin, and we must be we might bracha v'hachanami mashma to mevarachin, and here also it implies that we have to make a bracha to ilo mevarachinan my hafsaka shayach bay. Why are we talking about making hefsek if we didn't make a bracha in the first place? If we didn't make a bracha, so it's just tehillim. You could always interrupt during tehillim. Right? Why is that, you know, such a chiddush? So the Ramban says that can't be, because later in the Gemara, clearly says we're talking. What about a situation where someone doesn't even finish challah? In a situation where we don't finish challah, there are plenty of times where we don't make a bracha for that, i.e.
Pesach,
right? 6 days of Pesach doesn't make a distinction here between if it's Pesach or a different like Rosh Chodesh. So says Rabbeinu Tam, we learn from here, it must be talking about a bracha situation. Says others, that's not true. The Ramban, the Ran and Rabbeinu Yonah both say, no, there's no raya from here that you have to make a bracha on a minhag. Also Rashi says that you don't make a bracha. So,
but that's relevant to Shema, it's not necessarily clear to me.
Right.
You say the three paragraphs of Shema, regardless of whether you say a bracha or not, integral.
Correct. So that's what the Ramban responds here, that this is not about making a hefsek from the bracha to the mitzvah. This is about the fact that you're interrupting a Kabbalah's Ol Machlus Shemayim. You're supposed to be in certain a reverential state where you're accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven. As the fact that you're not interrupting is not indicative of you saying a bracha. It's indicative of the fact that you're doing something important and you shouldn't interrupt yourself from doing that important thing. We had Machlokas yesterday about how much of Shema is exactly part of that interruption limitation. But either way, it's Daf Yomi, so let's go. Creation I suppose how the rabbi by Odilma presuminisa adif. I'm really posek the kaklum. I'm a rabba, Yamashayachid, Gomer Bahanasa Halab bin Parak Posek. In between the paragraphs one can interrupt the Emsa Parak in a posek. But in the middle, in a situation where halal is very important, meaning it's a time that we say full halal. So for that, in between the in the actual paragraphs, so you're not allowed to make a distinction, an interruption. In a time where you're really, it's just a minhag and you don't finish the whole halal like on Rosh Chodesh or on the 6 days of Pesach, with Chol Mod of Pesach, so then you are you're even allowed to interrupt in the middle. So any is this true? The harav bar sheva. Sheva ikla gabe d'Ravina. One time, this Rav Bar Sheva was coming into the base manager of Ravina. V'yamim she'eni yachid gomer sahal haven. It was like a Rosh Chodesh or a Cholmod Pesach. V'lo pasuk lei. And he didn't stop to say hi, or he didn't stop to respond. Unclear what exactly happened. So he said, Gemara says very interesting line that they would say this. But shani Rav Sheva d'lo chashav alei d'Ravina. We said you only stop for people that are important. And for this, for Ravina, this guy, Rav Bar Sheva, he's not important enough. So I don't have to stop. That's why he didn't stop. He didn't stop. Sorry to break it to you, but the reason he didn't stop was not because he didn't pass him like this. It's because he just doesn't think you're a good guy. I don't know what. I don't know exactly what the threshold is. But what the Gemara said before was a Rav or Gadol Heimenu. So maybe it's not necessarily that he's a Shmendrik. It could just be he's not as great as Ravina. Who exactly makes that determination? I don't know who's he.
Pretty awesome.
Gotta line everyone out.
It's pretty awesome that he's famous forever for this.
He's the Rav that couldn't cross the threshold. He's the guy. It took him an extra year to finish Smicha, you know?
The Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey, okay.
Now it's on why you tore it too.
Bumine Ishian, Ashian, Tanda Debe Rabbi Ami. Why exactly we're talking about this is a big mystery, but it could be because of the end of the same Gemara. Hashari Batanos Mayushi Yitum. Let's say you're fasting. Are you allowed to taste something? Okay, what does that mean? Are you allowed to say something? You're fasting. Achilush diakavale. Maybe you're going to say that. What did he accept upon him? He accepted upon him to not eat or drink. V'haleika, you didn't swallow anything, and therefore, well, let me take that back. This is not considered a significant eating or drinking, and therefore you'd be allowed to. Odilma hana kavale v'haleika. But maybe here we're talking about whether or not you got some kind of benefit, and here you clearly did. So amarle toim v'in b'kachlam. So a similar response to the last Gemara. You're allowed to taste, and there's nothing to talk about. If you look, and similarly, the Gemara then continues, Tanya Nami Ahachi, and we pass them like this, although it's hard to apply. Matemes Eina Matuna Bracha. If someone's tasting something, you don't have to say a bracha on it. V'ashori B'tanis Toim Ve'im Kachlum. And someone who's fasting is allowed to taste something, he doesn't have to ask about it. Ad Kama, how much can he taste? Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Tame Ad Shir Reviyasa. They say you can eat and drink as much as a revius. So first of all, the end of the Gemara implies that you're really eating something, that you're putting into your mouth a revius, and then you're swallowing. If, however, you look at the Tosfos at the bottom, the second class Tosfos on the page, it's a very small one this time, so we'll read the entire thing. Toim v'im b'kachlum, perish rabbi natam, shechozer upolit. What does that mean, chozer upolit?
Take it in and you spit it out.
You spit it out.
Not a bit.
Oh, it's Rabbi Chanano. Rabbeinu Chanano, do we have? No. So Rabbeinu Chanano, shechozer upolit to lo chashiv hana min hatiima, because that's not considered hana from the tasting. Aval boleya lo, you cannot swallow it. Afilu b'shar tanius, even in the lesser, the minor fasts. Umishum hachi hapolit eno tzarich bracha she'eno nana. That's also why a person who's spitting it out doesn't have to say bracha, because he's not getting any benefit from it.
And Josephus before points out, we're only talking about a fast that you've accepted upon yourself. We're not talking about a fast day that you're mechuyev in.
Because it says
v'kabali.
Yeah, because the word's a kabbalah. Yeah.
Right, but here. It's
but a, here, the, there's a there, the Brisa didn't mention that. I don't think.
But also, this Tosfos says
the Brisa didn't mention it. The Gemara questioned it.
Yeah. Hasharoi b'tan is toim v'im kachlum. Maybe, I mean, it depends how you understand sharoi. But yeah, there could be distinctions in terms of how we pass about this. But the Kesef Mishnah and the Kli Chamda both point out that the reason you could even swallow, according to them, this Gemara is referring to even swallowing, is because we think the reason the one's not allowed to taste without a bracha, similarly for a tanis, tastes during a tanis, is because of a concept called nanamil amhazabli bracha harezem me'ila. Right, if someone who benefits from the world didn't make a bracha for us, it's like you did me'ila, like on a carbon. You brought an inappropriate carbon. So the Rama paskins that you only are over that prohibition. You're only in violation of that if you actually have kavana and you say I don't want this to be a carbon, or you have the wrong type of kavana for the carbon. Meaning you need kavana. So here too, when you're eating something and your kavana is not to eat, but it's rather just to taste. To test what the food tastes like, so the Kli Chamda and the Kesef Mishnah say that's why it's not in violation of these fasts or lack of bracha, because your intention is not to eat. It's an interesting take on it. I know that there are people, for instance, well, that has to do with the fact that it's not food. You know, like mouthwash, for instance, is a shaila even on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, because you're putting something in your mouth. So, but there are situations, the Shulchan Aruch does point out, there are times where you could put something in your mouth to freshen your mouth up, and assuming it's not a food item, you'd be okay. It could be based on here, because there's no hana. You're not getting any benefit from it. I know that I don't want to implicate them in public, but there are big rabbanim that say you're allowed to use the things you put on your tongue.
Breast strips.
Even though you're not spitting it out at all, at least mouthwash is spitting it out. Breast strips, your mom should leave it in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even a step further, but to say that that's not really hana, and therefore you'd be allowed to do it. Even though you're swallowing it, which might be relevant for this Tosfos.
But that's because you're not really swallowing the breast strips. They dissolve in your mouth.
Yeah, but eventually you're not spitting it out or anything.
No, it's the same thing, because even the stuff that's spit out, whatever residue is there, you're not talking about swallowing, which ultimately will be swallowed. It's not even a mamashus.
Okay, that could be. It could be. Okay. Amarav, call no sin shalom lechaver, call the shiz, bawa kilo as Obama. Anyone who says hi to a friend before they daven, it's as if they created a bama. What's a bama? A bama is like a mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. once you have a base mention, you're not allowed to do that. Shenemar chidlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama kivameh nechshav hu. Al tekivameh el abama. It's considered like a bama. So the Ron points out, why is it considered like a bama? Someone builds a bama, and they bring a carbon on the bama, so maybe they would say, oh, look at me, I brought a carbon. Isn't that a nice mitzvah? So he says, similar to someone who sees someone on the street and says hi to them, look at me, I did v'yahavta recha kamocha today, and you think you did so good. So the truth is that both of them are wrong. You shouldn't speak to anyone before you speak to Hashem. Now, what exactly are the parameters of this halacha? Shulchan Aruch already points out, first of all, the Gemara is already going to make a distinction, but the Shulchan Aruch already points out that it could be fine if you said brachos beforehand. If you say brachos beforehand, then you talk to Hashem already. You talk to Hashem, and then you're okay. But here the Gemara already makes a distinction. If you keep going, Shmuel Amar B'meh Chashav Tol Zev Lo Lelaka. Why did you listen? Why did you talk to this person and not to Hashem? But wait a second, Rav Sheshes asks, we have the Mishnah that we just talked about. Inside between the paragraphs, you're allowed to talk to somebody if you have to honor them, and you can respond to somebody. Who is that referring to? That's referring to anyone. Really, according to one opinion, the Gemara could be referring to anyone. But that's also referring to before you say Shemon Esrei. So is that a problem? So Targum of Abba Mashkin Lukiska, no, and this is a machlok who's trying to know how exactly understands, but at least according to Rashi, the consideration is the situation where you can't say hi to somebody is when you literally plan on going there to their house and you go and you schmooze and you're meeting them. It's deliberate. However, says Rashi, if it's simply just you're passing by and you see somebody, so then that's not a problem.
So in the Western, when you're walking in Shabbos and you pass somebody,
it could be that they're machmer for other shitas of the Rishonim. According to Rashi, if it's by happenstance, then you'd be allowed to. If you're in New York, it might not be because of that.
Right, yeah. Thanks for finding down Pascos for almost the entire New York.
Okay, from Detroit, we can talk about that, but let's just hope no New Yorkers listen to this recording. Okay, so the Gemara then says, I'm Rabbi Yonah, I'm Rabbi Zirikul, Osa Chavetz of Kodesh Yisrael, Kilo Ban Obama. Anyone who does their work, what exactly is their work? So Rashi, the Rambam actually quotes this halacha, and other Rishonim quote this girsa as completely different based on the end of the statement, which is that it's not really talking about doing your work, but it's rather about just going on the way. You're going to travel before shul. So that's the problem. Similarly, the person who is going to do his work before he goes to do to daven, so the Ron says a similar, or you can apply a similar idea, which is a person thinks they're doing something good. They're going to work. They're going to supply for their family. Quickly?
Brachos. If
you say brachos, you're all good.
You're okay.
Yeah. If you say brachos, you're all good. You don't have to worry about these things. So we talked about that a couple of afternoons ago, but you should make brachos before. Right. You definitely have to make brachos before you learn. Right? That was Birchas HaTorah. We talked about why you have to make Birchas HaTorah. We paskin, you make Birchas HaTorah on anything. Every learning that you have to make a brachos. So yeah, you're right. You definitely have to make brachos before coming to the daf. Amar lei bama amarta. You think that doing your work before you daven is really only in violation of like making a bama. So amar lei lo. It's not just like that. Aser ka amina. I mean that it's aser. Uchrev idibar avin. Amar av idibar avin. Amar av yitzak bar ashian. Aser lo la adam lasos chafetz l'kom sheyispal shenemar tzedek l'fanam yaloch v'yasem l'derach pamav. Is this pasuk on the Chesed Shel Emes wall, Yerachmiel? I'm pretty sure I saw it yesterday.
I think so, yes.
I think this is the pasuk. On the one hand, on the right side, it's the three first words, and on the left side, it's 3 second words. So that's what it's darshaning here. Probably not what the Chesed Shel Emes had in mind when they were talking about it, but it's darshaning here that a person should not do their work before they go to daven. Anyone who davens and then goes on his way, meaning he doesn't go on his way beforehand, you see that the implication is we're talking about going on the way, not necessarily on doing your work. So then Hashem will make sure that his work is successful. Hashem will provide. And obviously, if you're going to go do your work before you go to daven, so what you're basically saying is that I need to do the work myself, and Hashem's not going to help me. Meaning, Hashem should be your first stop for success. You ask Hashem first, and then you do your shtablus.
I assume this isn't talking about a case where somebody's going to work before it's time to
Yeah, I would assume that too. I was based on different context clues, I would assume that, yeah.
Did you say brachos before?
Though? You can say brachos also, you get yourself out of that anyway, yeah. So, Amar Rabbi Yonah, Amar Rabbi Yonah, Amar Rabbi Zerah. Anyone who goes to sleep 7 days in a row and doesn't have a dream, not that you remember your dream, but you don't have a dream, so you're considered a ra. Don't read it satiated, but rather seven. Anyone who has a satiation of Torah, he learned before he went to sleep, then he goes to sleep. We don't have any halacha that we learn out from here. It's more just a general statement, but nonetheless, something to think about. Always learn at nighttime; it'll help you sleep better. I certainly learn better when I have a sefer in front of me, but that's not what it's talking about here. Elohim made a prakim. Am Rabbi Yabo, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rabbi Ben Halabin Alokechem MS, Vyatsiv Lo Yafsik. When you're talking about in between El Hashem Lokechem MS and Vyatsiv, so you're never allowed to interrupt, you're talking about the Am Rabbi Yo, Am Rabbi Yabo, Am Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Dichsiv, Hashem Lokechem MS. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that literally says Hashem Lokechem MS, and therefore you can't break up a pasuk. So now we're going to ask, after Shach, we're going to ask, do you have to say Emes again? So you say Hashem Lokechem Emes when you finish Shema. Do you have to say Emes when you start Emes V'Emunah? We probably already know the Psak because of how we have it in the Siddur. But nonetheless, there's a good question when it comes to a Chazan. Does a Chazan repeat it? We'll talk about that after.